May is Better Hearing and Speech Month, and we are joined by the president of the American Speech Language Hearing Association, Dr. Lynn Williams. Lynn, can you explain to me, I guess there's a recent survey or that you've conducted that kind of sort of shows that maybe hearing loss is sort of hidden. People aren't really aware of it or telling people about it. Explain the survey.
Right. Well, thank you. Yes, ASHA conducted a poll in March with about 2,500 Americans who were 18 years and older and asked them about their hearing health and what their attitudes are towards it. And so we got some good news that the majority of Americans, 80%, say that maintaining their hearing health is extremely or very important to their quality of life. But the downside is that many are not taking action on their hearing loss, and they indicated that they wouldn't until they felt it was more severe. And this really highlights the difference between hearing and vision difficulties, with only about 20% of U.S. adults having their hearing tested within the past 5 years, compared to 60% who had their vision tested.
We somehow, vision, I was going to say, is sort of right in front of us. We can sort of see it. Hearing is more subtle, I would assume.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, with hearing, we can do things to adjust to it. So we can ask people to repeat. We can turn the volume up. You can't do those things with vision. So you notice the problem, but there's nothing that you can really do to compensate like you can for hearing.
Talk a little bit about how this past year with the pandemic and people even probably foregoing some sort of medical treatment has impacted those who have hearing loss.
Well, certainly the pandemic has shed light on hearing for some people who thought they were getting by. So with the physical distancing, the mask wearing, as well as we do most of our work and our social interaction on video calls, 60% of Americans either personally experienced hearing issues or they noticed that others were having hearing difficulties. So about a third of those who experienced hearing difficulties during the physical distancing and mask wearing say it's made them more likely to seek treatment for hearing issues. So that's a good thing.
It pointed out the fact that they can't quite hear what they thought, and the lip reading is out of the question at that particular point.
Exactly.
Talk about some of the ways that people are treated or even tested for hearing loss. What's that like?
Well, they would be tested by a certified audiologist. And one of the things that's important to know is that you really need to be tested so they can assess what the problem is, because not all hearing loss needs to be treated with a hearing aid. So that's the most common way of treating a hearing loss, is to aid the individual so that it amplifies the sound. But you would start at that point. And it's really important that you do this as soon as you recognize that there is a problem. And really, for good hearing health, you should have your hearing tested every year, just like we get our vision tested every year.
When we get our vision tested, there's a lot of things that they can see with the eye. It's connected to other health issues. Does hearing have a similar connection in any way to other issues that could be going on?
Yes. Yes, and that's why it's important to go to a certified ASHA audiologist who they're trained. These are doctors of audiology, so they have had 8 years of college, so 4 years undergraduate, 4 years in a clinical doctoral program. And yes, they can determine if there is a tumor, an acoustic nerve tumor, or something else. So like I said, not all hearing problems need to be treated with a hearing aid. So getting that diagnosis and determining what is causing the hearing loss is critical.
If people want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about, where can we get some good information?
Well, they can go to actnowonhearing.com, and this will give them a lot of information, but it will also help you find a certified ASHA audiologist near you.
Sounds good. Dr. Lynn Williams, president of the American Speech Language Hearing Association, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dad.
Happy birthday to you.
What are you going to wish for, Grandpa?
Don't just wish you had taken care of your hearing loss. Take action today. Visit actnowonhearing.com to learn the signs and find an ASHA-certified audiologist near you.